nice, nice, nice. Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back. Minna no Rizumu Tengoku Part 10. The final part, well, in the case of the games, that is. So, we're doing Part 10, which means we're doing the last row, and we have four more sequel games to go. I better make this short because I still don't know how much time I have. Row 9 was definitely the shortest episode out of all of them that I've did so far because I didn't have to do
80%.
I didn't have to do any retries or two-player games or anything. Although I did do Remix 9 twice, and that still was was quite short. So yeah. But I better get this going because I don't know how much time I'll have. So, Figure Fighter 2 is what we start with, and this is very tricky. It gets much harder, and the first cue, the first 1, 2, is actually, it doesn't have any music, so, yeah. Although the tempo is still the same, so it's not that big of a deal. Here we go.
1, 2!
Yeah, like that.
1, 2!
Dun, dun, dun. And you'll get to see that the patterns are also different.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
Yep. Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go.
1, 2.
And yep, 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 yep.
1, 2.
So it's not always dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Except
dun, dun, dun.
There still is. It's just not all the time.
Yep.
Jump, jump,
1, 2,
jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, turn, turn, down.
And then there's
1, 2,
1, 2,
1, 2.
There's a lot more of those,
turn, turn,
like this.
1, 2,
eh, eh, high 1, 2, eh, eh. I love that
1,
part.
2.
That's my favorite part.
Turn, turn, down. 1, 2,
and jump,
turn, turn, down.
Oh. And 1, 2,
1, 2.
There's a lot of that. Oh no.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Here we go, and dun, dun, dun.
Yep, yep.
So it didn't mess up that much. Yep. Wasn't that bad.
Yep.
There's no dramatic ending, unfortunately. Yep. It's a little cut short.
Yep, yep.
But
dun, dun, dun.
It does have a
1, 2, 1, 2.
So yeah, messed up a few of those, but it probably wasn't that bad. Good, superb. The only thing that's going to draw this out is the perfect attempts. I'm wondering what perfect attempts I'm going to get. If it's going to be any sequel games. We haven't had one of those yet. Although we've had a very small amount of perfect attempts anyway, so... But now it's going to ask me for one every alternate game, because we're reaching the point where it's just able to do that. Oh. Okay, a lot of row 7 stuff here. Shrimp shuffle perfect. Interesting, wait. Yes, I'm clicking on the right one. So, let's see if I can do this. I probably can, unless the lag intervenes. I didn't think I was gonna hear that intro ever again, but then I found out that, yeah, well, here we go.
Sort of this.
Oshimai. Yes! I got it! That is quite cool. Thought the lag, either the lag or one of the pause sections are gonna kill me, but no. First try. It worked. Yay! So, here we go. Game number two is Packing Pests. Oh god, this is gonna be hard. Now this is the only, wait, no, there's actually two games in here that do have practice. This is the first out of the two. This, the next one, also, wait, I'm confusing games. I thought it was gonna be, Packing Pests first. Now it's Micro Row first. But this also has practice. So the new queue, there's a new queue. Here it is. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, when you hear that. 1, 2. It's kind of like, if you've ever played Munchie Monk on Rhythm Heaven DS, it's literally that. You get the idea. So, it's literally Munchie Monk, because there's the 1, go, 1, go. And then, the bell is the 3, go, go, go. And now we have the addition of the 2, 2, which has been the same. It's literally the same thing. So it's very familiar. Let's play. This also has a more rock-focused remix, and it lags. 2, 1, 2, 3. It always lags. This is nothing I can do anything about. Oh god. Better pay attention. You know, we already have one of those. That's gonna be very, very frequent, as well as the 3, go, go, go. At least the lag is consistent. It's not that bad. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, there's a few of those. Replacing the bells. I'm not even gonna try singing this because the lag is taking all my attention away. It could speed up at any moment if it ever wants to. And here we go. Okay, it's lagging more. That's not good. There's quite a few of those. Actually, the bells are barely even here at all. No. Also, the cool arpeggio thing is gone from the first version of the music. 1, 2, 3. Here we go again. Ew. That was laggy, but I can't really do much about that. And I got the superb. Great. So is it literally gonna be one perfect attempt every single game now? No. Okay, so I have to do. There's gonna be one more. Wait, no, two more. Because I'm gonna have to. Well, unless I don't have to retry anything. Okay, so this is the second game with practice. And this one really does have. This has even more sections. Like, there's three sections of practice in this one. It's quite interesting. It is Packing Pests, number 2. So first, the first practice session is really just a warm-up. It's just showing you how it used to work, like this. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Of course, it randomly pauses still. I'm not sure why that is. Now, here's the difference. Listen closely and it speeds up. Yeah, it's quite fast. Now, this is the new cue. Listen very closely. I'm not actually sure how to explain it. Let's just listen to this. One, two, three, and... Oh, never mind. There's four sections. This is the new normal pattern. It's kind of like Figure Fighter 2. One, two. One, two. A, B, A, and Z. One, two. So that's the new pattern, the normal pattern. But then there's this one cue where you have to just listen very closely. Here we go. One, two, three, and... Here we go. Yeah, I don't know how to explain this. You hear the bell, and then you go... One, two, three, four. It's really weird. I can't really explain it, but just... Okay, this one has, I'm not sure what theme this is, but it's remixed for sure. It doesn't sound like the original. But here we go. One, two, three, and... So we still have the... But now we have the other one as well. This one. I haven't actually played this in a while, so I'm not actually sure what to expect. I'm gonna try not singing, because this really is hard. And... And bell. There's a lot of these. And oh, that made it different. And bell. No. Oh. No! Crap. Okay, I kinda messed that up. Hopefully that didn't cost me the okay, or the superb. It didn't. Good! Superb first try. I was afraid it was gonna do that, but no, it's fine. So now we get our second perfect attempt. What is it? Let's find out. Monkey Watch! Oh god. This is probably gonna lag, and if it isn't, I'm bound to mess something up. But actually, if I could do Flipper Flop, Top Troop, and Karate, I'm pretty sure I can do Monkey Watch. Right? Let's find out. Here we go.
The battery has discharged to 70%.
I do not care. Got it. Great. So, one more perfect attempt, done. And we come to the fourth game, which doesn't have practice, and this one is by far the hardest. And again, it's one of those that has a different music track because it has lyrics. It's Karate Man number 2, and it's significantly harder. It's got many, many, many gimmicks, like offbeats and delayed combos and stuff like that. So here we go. This is not going to be fun. Well, kind of is. Because I really like the patterns and the music itself. It's just hard. Here we go. It's so weird hearing in a different key. Here we go. 1, 2, and... This is like a space remix. And then this happens. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, it's a yotsu. Which means 4. Mitsu. 1, 2, 3. What? Oh, I forgot. And delay. 1. Yeah. That was the delayed combo that just did that. I just missed one of those hit 3s because I didn't think it was going to be 1. And there's random rocks as well. That's it. If you hear that sound, which is supposed to happen after hit 3, like this. Yeah, but you don't need to worry about that. And wait, go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, this one's hard. This. And 1, 2, 3, 4. And yeah, that was weird. This is where it gets hard. Not yet. So far it's okay. And the guitar solos are replaced with this. And this is where it gets hard. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4. And go. I love that ending. For some reason, I really like that ending. And I didn't miss that much, so superb. Great. Now there's just one more game to go. The final remix. Oh god. Which is probably gonna lag a lot, and I'm gonna have to talk over it. Oh, never mind. Perfect attempt. Okay, so there's at least 2 if I don't mess this up. Maybe more. Let's find out. Oh, it's already asking me to do Micro Rogue 2 as a perfect. This may end up horribly. Well, it's the first sequel game. Throws me into very deep water, but I guess let's do it. Here we go. This is probably not going to end well. my god. First try again. This is like magic. This is like, I don't know. That was the hardest challenge I faced yet. I couldn't do Remix 3, but I can do Flipper Flop, Tap Troop, Karate, and Micro Row 2 of all things? Okay. Well, that worked. Somehow. Have no idea how. So, here we go. Final remix time. Now, just like any other Rhythm Heaven game, the final remix is where everything returns. Every single game, in one way or another, returns at a very fast speed. And, it's not gonna be fun. And then there's a few things that you may not even expect to return. You'll see. I'm gonna try to call out every game as it happens, but, I'm probably not gonna succeed. Oh, and then the very last part. Well, you'll see. You'll see. Here we go. Here we go. I haven't played this in forever. We start with packing pests. 1, 2. Whoa, that was quick. Easy. 1, 2. And then shrimp shuffle. Azore. Board meeting. 1, 2, 3, 4. And isoni. Micro row. Double date. Soccer ball, basketball, and football. Done. Ding, ding, ding. Dong, dong. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and 3. Oh, I actually had to do that. Forklift. Oh, oh no. 1, 2. Here we go. 3, 4. Air rally. So I missed the dong, dong part up quite a bit. 1, 2, 3, and 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay, don't mind. Hey, you can do. Figure
jump,
fighter.
Jump, jump, jump.
1, 2. And dun, dun, dun. Samurai. No, come on. 1, 2, and dun, 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 dun. 3, 4. Block 7. And build the scale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And three. 1, 2, 3. And three. And screw boss. 1, 2. 1, 2. And small. Oh, boss and over. Clone one. And mandrel. 1, 2, and oh! Wrong thing. Seesaw. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Monkey watch. Catch the day. And 1, 2, 3. Exhibition match. 1, 2, 3, 4. Air! Launch party. Extra love wraps in Kidai Suki. Extra long, I mean. Wanta Honto. Suki Nanda. Suki Nanda. Suki Nan Tambourine. Tap Troop. Hi, hi, hi. Stand up. Hi, hi, hi. And Flipper Flop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Karate. Wow, that was weird. Bam. Rhythm test. 3, 4, 5, 6. Tap. Yeah, that was a weird one. Oh, what the hell? Okay, working dough. And Dreams of Our Generation time. And back to Pegasus. So that was the reason why I showed off the Nightwalk game, because it was actually required in the remix. Okay, this part is really weird. Listen to this. You think it's over? Oh, and it's not. And you think it's over now, do you? Oh, it's not. Yeah, it makes you wait extra long to do one last cue, and finally you're done. And I got an okay, as to be expected. That part with the ringside, I completely messed up, because I don't know. It was very fast, though, so I guess you can give it that. So there's at least two more perfect attempts that I have to do, or at least can do. So, yeah, now it's going to ask me for a perfect attempt every second game, and when I get the medal for this one, it's going to ask me every single time I end a perfect attempt for the next one. Just like any other rhythm of the game, if you get all 50 medals, that means... Oh, not Remix 3 again. This is not going to work, is it? Well, knowing my luck, maybe it will. So, if I do Superb on Remix 10, that means I'll be able to go from perfect to perfect completely. So maybe I'm not sure if I should be recording that last perfect attempt if I ever actually do get a Superb this next time, but I'm going to do Remix 3 perfect first, see if I can actually do it. Get my mind off Remix 10 for a while. It's not that it's bad, it's just hard. It's got very, very, very many cues. Okay. And I hope that the explanation part that I... the stuff that I said was good enough. Anyway, let's do it. Oh my god! Oh my god! I actually did it! It took me 3 tries, but I finally got a perfect on remix number 3, which is the first repeating perfect that I didn't get first try, that I actually had to lose on 3 times. Actually, I had to lose 5 times. But it worked. I got it. Finally. Oh my god. This is amazing. Okay, one more thing left to do. And that thing is to Superb Remix 10. Let's do it. I know I can do it. If I can perfect Remix 3, I can Superb Remix 10. Come on. Here we go. I'm not gonna say anything this time. Let's just do it. 1, 2, 3, and... Oh! Daisuki. Honto. Suki nanda. No! Suki nanda. Suki nanda. Da da. Come on now. Last one. Okay. Okay. I'm not sure if this is not a superb. It is! Yes! Yes! I got it. I got all 50 medals. Great. The 50 medals, I'm trying to think what this actually earns you. I'm not sure. Because you have the rhythm toys and the endless games, but you already have that anyway. Oh, is that where the classic games come in? The Rhythm Tengoku GBA games? I think that requires 50 medals. I'm not sure. Well, whatever it is, I've got 50 medals now, so it's going to ask me perfect attempts one after the other. I think I better end this recording here because I don't want to bore you with even more perfect attempts. There's probably a lot, but there's many, many more. I'm going to quickly go into the, cafe of all things and just listen to the music while I talk about what perfects I've got so far, just in case I forget. So I've done Screwbot Factory, I've done Seesaw Double Date, Board Meeting Monkey Watch, Air Rally Remix 3, I've done Catch of the Day, I've done Dunk Dunk, Tap Troop, Shrimp Shuffle, Karate, and Micro Row 2. So those are the perfects I've done so far. There's many, many more. Of course, there's 50 games, so yeah, there's quite a lot more. Okay, so I've actually done it. I've done superb on all 50 games, and I'm gonna be working on doing every single perfect attempt, but yeah, part 10 is complete. That is amazing. So this is being recorded on the same day I'm gonna upload it, which is Thursday, July 25th. But what I'm planning on doing is either through the weekend or on Monday, I'm going to record the extras video, which contains the Rhythm Toys, Endless Games, and the Classic Games, as well as an overview of what the cafe is like and how that works. And then, at a bit later, I'm not sure when, this may happen much later, may even happen at the end of August or in September or some other time, when I'm finally able to do some other stuff, including the two-player Endless Games. And no, unfortunately, I won't have anyone else with me. It's just going to be me doing two controllers, but that's to be expected. And there's one other thing that I did demo beforehand in the English version of Rhythm Heaven Fever that I will be able to do at that point as well, if I decide to get every single perfect, because there is an incentive to get every single perfect in this game. There is actually something you get out of it, unlike in Rhythm Tengoku and Rhythm Heaven DS, where all it's really used for is just to get all the music tracks, which is cool in itself, yeah, but it isn't as amazing as this incentive, which is even more than the music tracks. But for those who've listened to my American or English Rhythm Heaven Fever playthrough, they already know what that is. Or if you just look it up, you know, you can just look it up. In terms of Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix, that is even different because the scoring system doesn't actually score you in terms of how many hits you did. It scores you on, even if that was a hit, if that was a really bad hit, or if it was a perfect hit, that actually counts. So you can get like scores of 90-something, and that will be really, really good. So if you get like a score of 92, 94, that is still considered as being very good. And it's basically impossible to get 100 on a specific game unless you're frame perfect on every single one of your inputs. So, yeah, that's different. But anyway, Mina no Rizumi Tenkoku Part 10 is done. That is amazing. So, I guess I'll see you guys next week in the extras video. And, yeah. So I hope you've enjoyed this part. For those who've been sticking around, I'm very grateful that you've been sticking around. For those who haven't and just started watching all way through, midway through, I don't care. Just, I'm glad that you're watching this video. And, yeah, so I guess I'll see you guys later.